we're having a special class on the idea of reward. This is a concept which we saw a little bit in the Drasha Saran. I think the best place where it's discussed is in a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks the following question. He says, if keeping Torah and mitzvos is like running into a burning building, you're doing something extraordinary, so I understand why you're rewarded if you do it, but then don't punish a person who doesn't. And if keeping Torah and mitzvos is like stopping at a red light, I can understand why you punish someone who doesn't, but why are you rewarding someone who does? So he says, which way is it? Is the Torah and mitzvos basic, and really it's understandable why a person's punished when he transgresses, but then why should a person ever get rewarded? Or is keeping Torah and mitzvahs a Herculean effort? It's a tremendous, a valiant act, and for sure, you reward someone for doing it, but then you have no right to punish those who don't. So the Chassam Sofer says that keeping Torah and mitzvahs is really like stopping at a red light. It's basic. It's the way a person should live his life. That's why Hashem gave us a way of life. So we really don't deserve reward for keeping Torah and the mitzvahs. Really, we just deserve a punishment if we don't, but we don't deserve any reward. The reward is Hashem's chesed. Hashem says, I want to give you a reward. And you'll see that as parents also. That sometimes, I give my kids, I got them a volunteering job. Where they go once a week and they volunteer to help an organization for an hour. Not doing hard work, easy stuff. It's more work for me that they go there. But it's important for them. Kids have to get used to giving for free. But you know, when they go, I try to give them each time a piece of chocolate, or in the summer I give them a nice popsicle stick on the way, and only the kids who go to volunteer get it. So I'm rewarding them. Why am I rewarding them? They're doing themselves a favor. They're not doing me a favor. When they go to volunteer, I got to work harder getting Shabbos ready in the house. It's hard for me that they go. No, I have to deal with it. No. It's much harder for me if they do it. They should reward me for letting them go, but I want what's good for them, and I know for their development they have to volunteer a little bit. It'll help them develop correctly. So even though it's very hard on us that they do it, we participate and we do it, and we reward them. What do they deserve a reward for? In their mind, they I love them. I want them to have that reward. That's the idea of Hashem giving us schar in this world. Really, we don't deserve it. Really, the living up to Torah mitzvahs, Hashem gave us a wonderful system for our benefit, and it makes sense that Hashem punishes those who don't, but what's the reward? When you love someone, you're willing to give a reward even though they don't deserve it. Even though you make believe, look, you guys did me a favor, wonderful, okay, I'm giving you a reward. We're doing Hashem favors when we're doing mitzvahs here. But for us, we're like the little children, so we get a reward. So that's the Chassam Sofer, that's Hashem's chesed, going back to what you mentioned earlier. So Hashem wants to, He rewards us over the mitzvot. It's